Now, I am a huge fan of anal sex. Not only can it be pleasurable for everyone, but there is something naughty and exciting about doing stuff in the butt. However, despite how wonderful anal sex can be, it comes with its own unique set of risks that aren't really present in vaginal or oral sex. So, to ensure that you're practicing anal sex safely and can continue having as much of it as you want, I want to discuss some of the risks involved and how you and your partner can minimize those risks. Again, I am not against anal sex in any way. I just think it's important we take a look at the reality of it to ensure we're staying safe and having loads of fun. Number one, bacterial infections. The first risk, and sort of one of the more obvious ones if you really think about it, is the increased risk of bacterial infections. Look, there's no sugarcoating it. We're all adults here. We know what butts are actually made for, and we know that the inside of them isn't exactly the most hygienic place of our body. Vaginas are naturally self-cleaning, the same way, say, your nose and eyes are. Natural lubrication, secretions, gravity, not to mention the pH of the vagina, all help keep it free from harmful bacteria. The anal cavity does not work like this, and for obvious reasons, is a place where bacteria are heavily present. Thankfully, the risk of bacterial infection can be dramatically reduced by doing a few things. First, there's always the option of cleaning it out with something like an enema. Without a laxative, though, anal douching is actually the proper thing, and there is a difference between that and a classic enema. Episode 38 will talk all about how to clean and prepare yourself for anal. Anal douching reduces contact with fecal matter and decreases the likelihood of bacterial infection. However, it's important that you are using tools designed for this purpose, as other tools, like a small hose, can tear the lining of the anal cavity and increase risks. Secondly, peeing after sex. If you have a penis, this helps eliminate the likelihood of a urinary tract infection. It's actually quite hard for men to get UTIs, as bacteria would have quite a long way to travel. Peeing after sex can help flush everything out, though some experts feel it isn't necessary. Finally, never put an object, be it a penis, a dildo, or anything else for that matter, inside your anus and then inside another cavity, like a mouth or a vagina, without cleaning or disinfecting it first. Number two, unfortunately, anal sex carries an increased risk of STDs compared to vaginal sex. This is because the lining of the anal wall is thinner and more fragile and is more prone to tearing and bleeding, even if there's no visible blood. According to one study published by the International Journal of Epidemiology, the risk of contracting HIV goes up by 18 times compared to vaginal sex. While this study only discussed HIV, it is likely that other STDs also share a similar increased risk due to the transmission methods being similar. According to the study, the per contact risk of contracting HIV is 1.8%. This would make the risk of contracting it through vaginal sex only 0.1%. There is a myth that having sex even one time with somebody that's infected will result in you contracting the disease as well. Thankfully, that's false. But still, you should act as if you're going to be the unlucky one that ends up with the disease after having intercourse just one time. Which is why I'm kind of okay with the fact that school sex ed classes hype up STDs as much as they do. Anyhow, the obvious solution to this is to get tested. Don't sleep with people who aren't tested, and use a condom to prevent STDs from being spread, especially during anal sex. Number three, pain. This is another one that's kind of obvious, but anal can be painful for the person who is getting fucked, especially if they're inexperienced, not prepared, or they're taking something bigger than usual up the butt. We kind of all already know that this, in fact, painal or painful anal is a pretty common fetish. So let's focus on how you can reduce the likelihood of pain. First, and this one is pretty obvious, but use lots and lots of lube. Lube is often necessary even for vaginal sex, but as they say, out of all the holes, this one's the driest. Actually being aroused before you get a cock shoved up your butt also helps the muscles relax and makes it easier to accommodate a penis, a strap-on, or other object. Next up, you may consider pre-stretching with a toy that you can use at your own pace. Butt plugs are one way to do this, and I talk more about the benefits of butt plugs in episode 9. Anal beads and other anal toys can do an excellent job as well. Next up, another obvious one, but one that we don't want to talk about. It's a butt. It looks pretty, but the evolutionary purpose of a butt is not to stick things up it, it's to push things out of it. And even if you've recently had a bowel movement or you don't feel like you need to go, it's still possible that when you knock on poop's door, you shouldn't be surprised if poop answers. It happens. It's not something to be embarrassed or ashamed about. And truthfully, this isn't super common, but it's always a possibility. Again, episode 38 will talk all about how to minimize the chances of this happening. Ever wonder why you don't see it in porn? Because the girls doing anal scenes starve themselves beforehand and clean themselves to an uncomfortable degree. The prep is not fun. Again, anal douching can reduce the likelihood that shit will happen, but you can also put a toy up there beforehand and check privately if it comes out looking clean. An anal douching tool only costs about $10 for a really nice one, so it's well worth it if you practice anal sex often. Finally, it's worth mentioning again that the anus was not designed to be penetrated. It's quite fragile as far as your body's holes go, it's quite dry, and it's prone to injury if you don't take precautions. Tiny tears or anal fissures can occur if you go too fast without enough lubrication. This can cause intense pain as well as bright red bleeding to appear both during sex and while wiping for sometimes afterward. Thankfully, most anal fissures heal on their own within a few weeks, but it doesn't make for a very pleasant experience in the meantime. If you do end up experiencing an anal fissure, it's a good idea to abstain from all anal play until it's fully healed. Using a stool softener like Miralax can help ease pain during bowel movements in the meantime. In addition to going slow and using lube, you've also got to be very careful when pulling out as well. Go slow. Let the anal muscles work naturally. Please, don't yank anything out of anyone's anus quickly. It's really not safe. Although anal sex is completely safe in most circumstances, you still want to take precautions. After all, sex is meant to be enjoyable, and it's hard to look back on the experience fondly if you end up with an STD, or a fissure, or a sore butt that doesn't go away. Take it slow, ensure everyone's comfortable, and you may find anal is a great way to mix up and spice up your sex life even further. Of course, for more tips, be sure to subscribe to my email newsletter at lewdlexi.com/email. Thanks for listening and have fun.